Alright everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and I'm back with another video. And this is a short rant, but important. I was watching the latest video from Paul Elam of An Ear for Men over there on YouTube. And he called out all the PUAs very well, I might add. I was very impressed with that video. But one thing he mentioned in that video was the amount of guys that would go in his videos and just type MGTOW, MGTOW, MGTOW over and over again. And I know that's not necessarily some of you guys, but it is a little bit annoying. Like, one thing that I don't get is how, like, one group of guys in the Manosphere will go over to a group of guys that have a different, PUAs or, red, you know, the, what you say, the red pill MRAs, whatever they want to call them, you know. They just go in there and say, oh, look, I'm MGTOW, though, so it doesn't matter, I'm MGTOW. It's like, dude, it's not really something that you have to, you know, advertise like that, just constantly saying, look how MGTOW I am. And you know what that really reminds me of? The LGBT rainbow people who constantly have to tell everybody, oh, look how gay I am. You can't believe how gay I am. I'm the gayest person ever. I'm so queer, pansexual, trans, woman proud. Yeah, dude, it's the same thing. You know, there's a difference between, like, being a MGTOW and just, like, going your own way and just going and telling everybody how much you're going your own way. Look how much I'm going my own way. Look how wonderful I am. You know, I don't have to worry about your thing because I'm going my own way. You know, and it's really kind of stupid. I mean, when Paul's saying, hey, I mean, he did make a good point. Like, I don't know how viable this will be in the next 20 to 30 years, depending on the state of the country and the world. But he did say, like, maybe not now, but maybe later you might actually decide that you want to try with a woman. Now, I know some guys are like, absolutely fucking not. And, you know, waifu life is coming along, and there very well may be a situation where we don't necessarily need them, you know, so to speak, with the virtual and the AR and all that kind of stuff. So that may handle it for a lot of us. But for some of us, you know, yeah, that might be true. So he said, you know, you may need to come back to my advice in dealing with a woman and understanding, you know, how to have a backbone and how to stand by your personal values. But you mentioned a lot about personal values. That's very, very, very important. Because he said any woman you're with will challenge your personal values. Now, again, if you're not, you know, again, if you're on that MGTOW life or whatever, you're not worried about this. But he's just saying, maybe later on down the road, that could happen to you. And what's important is that we don't just go on the internet and tell everybody how MGTOW we are. You know, again, it's just like going online and saying, look how gay I am. Like, okay, you're gay. That's great. Okay, you're MGTOW. That's awesome. I'm glad you're on that path and you're doing your thing and you're making your money and you're, you know, you're accomplishing your goals, doing what you need to do, trying to achieve success. That's great, man. You're walking away from the system. You don't want no more of that bullshit. Yeah, that's perfect. I'm so glad you're doing that. But just don't go all over the fucking internet and tell everybody how damn MGTOW you are. It's just really, 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 really stupid. You know, and it shows that you need validation for going your own way. Oh, validate me! I'm going my own way! Look, guys, I'm going my own way! That's not important. Like, why do you need validation from other men? Just do it. Just go your own way. Don't fucking... Oh, you know, you don't need to go to big YouTubers and let your presence be known. Well, I go my own way. I'm not worried about it. Now, I know that some guys do that because they're trying to get the word out. But the thing is, the word is already out. Like, people know what MGTOW is now. Even the normies know what MGTOW is. There's no sense in going in there explaining some bizarre new philosophy that no one's ever heard of. Because let me tell you, people do know what it is now. You know, people know what waifus are. People know what all that stuff is. It's not anything that people don't know. The only thing that you need to do is if you're in a situation where you're talking to a friend and he may benefit from Red Pill. He may benefit from MGTOW. That's when you need to talk to somebody about MGTOW. Or if they don't come to you and you really feel that the advice might help, maybe you just got divorced and you're feeling really bad and you need some help, yeah, that's when you lend a helping hand and you start telling them about MGTOW. But that doesn't mean you go on the internet, random people, "Hey everybody, I'm so MGTOW, you'll never believe how MGTOW I am. I go my own way so hard, I am the hardcore MGTOW." It's so stupid. And it reeks of like the old alpha male bravado thing, which I know is part, it's a man thing. It's a man thing to boast about what we're doing and on our life path. But it's crazy, you know, it's like those people that found Jesus. You know, Nick was talking about this, and it's not those people that found Jesus. Like, they found Jesus. They're like, "Oh, we gotta get everybody to Jesus. You gotta, this guy, Jesus, man. He is so cool. You don't believe how cool this Jesus guy is. Everybody needs to know about this Jesus guy. I'm gonna tell everybody on the internet about Jesus." You know, that's what it's like. And even TFM said that about, brownies and vegans who are really bad. "Look how vegan I am! I don't eat meat!" Like, okay, bro, that's great. "Look, I'm a brony, everybody!" You know, I mean, even waifu people, like, I mean, come on. Sometimes the pot calls the kettle black and something, and I'll make exceptions. You know, I won't make exceptions. But I'll straight up say, I am guilty of that. "Oh, I got my waifu." Yeah, okay. So yeah, I think we all have a lot of learning to do in this situation. Like, we just have to, you know, think logically and not try to tell the whole goddamn world how MGTOW we are, how whatever we are. It's so stupid. "Well, if you were like me and you were a PUA and you knew how the game works, you'd have all kinds of pussy." You know, I mean, isn't that kind of annoying too? Like, we gotta stop telling men how whatever we are, you know? It's like sports fans. You know, the sports fans are going there and say, "Well, you're a Patriots fan, so that's why you're the way you are. But see, if you were with my Browns or whatever," I don't pay attention to football, then you're gonna, you know, you'd be a real man if you were on that team. Even with, like, Republicans and liberals, it's just so stupid. We gotta stop telling people how, whatever we are, again, how MGTOW we are. It's dumb. Because everybody can offer some little bit of advice. Is there stuff you can take from PUAs? Yeah, probably. Is there a little bit you can take from incels as far as the 80-20 and a lot of the dating stuff? Yeah, I mean, some of that is valid. Is there stuff we can take from the MRAs? Of course we can. And there's stuff that MGTOWs have is very valid as well. And waifu lovers, doll owners, everybody has a point to make. But not everybody is going to see the same point. So we need to stop going out here like fucking evangelists and converting everybody. "Have you heard about our Lord and Savior, MGTOW? Have you heard about our Lord and Savior, you know, this, that, and the other?" Now, there's some guys that may, like, recommend dolls and things like that. But again, not everybody's going to want a doll. Not everybody's going to want a waifu. Not everybody's going to want everything. You have to understand every man is going to be different and act and behave differently. And I think, you know, that's pretty much all I need to say on this topic. Just, you know, act with common sense. Common sense affects a lot of things. And the less you go and tell everybody how much of something you are, the better people are going to react. You know, in those groups, it's fine to go ahead and preach because you're preaching to the choir. But you don't need to go out and to the middle of the public and tell everybody how much of something you are. You know, I never liked those people to begin with. It's just not my thing. Anyway, this will be the Grim Lord, and I am out. Later. Enjoy the decline.